Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Odell Hale. Batting second. The first baseman, Bruce Knutzer. Batting third. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Joe Vozmak. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting seventh. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Montague. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Harder. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mel Harder. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Eric McNair. Batting second. The left fielder, Lou Finney. Batting third. The right fielder, Jimmy Moore. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Phil Toth. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Dib Williams. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Palmisano. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eddie Rommel. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Eddie Rommel. And now, play ball. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moore, who is chasing the ball. Hale reaches third base with a triple. Bruce Knutzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knutzer hits a pop-up towards short. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a fly ball towards left. Finney catches it and throws to home to double up Hale. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a line drive to left field. Vozmak throws towards Montague. Montague fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Montague. McNair goes all the way around to score. Finney moves to third. It's 1-0, Athletics. Jimmy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vozmak. Moore reaches second base with a double. Finney scores. It's 2-0, Athletics. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Moore moves to third. One out. Phil Toth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Toth hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Moore scores. It's 3-0, Athletics. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dykes moves to second. Joe Palmisano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmisano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Athletics. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek hits a line drive into left field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a pop-up towards short. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Finney. Sewell reaches second base with a double. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Rommel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rommel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McNair is hit by the pitch. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Finney hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McNair moves to second. Jimmy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Moore hits a ball on the ground for a single. McNair moves to third. Finney moves to second. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons strikes out. Two outs. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague misplays the ball. That's an error on Montague. McNair scores. Finney scores. Moore moves to third. Two runs are unearned. It's 5-1, Athletics. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-1 in the game. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder hits a fly ball into left field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Hale hits a fly ball into left field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Knutzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knutzer is 0-for-1 in the game. Knutzer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. Porter hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Paul Mizano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Paul Mizano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paul Mizano is 0-for-1 in the game. Paul Mizano hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Sewell can't make a play. That's a base hit. Williams moves to second. Eddie Rommel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rommel is 0-for-1 in the game. Rommel bunts, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague fields it and throws to second for the out. Williams moves to third. Two outs. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Finney hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill, who is chasing the ball. Finney reaches third base with a triple. Williams scores. McNair goes all the way around to score. It's 7-1, Athletics. Oral Hildebrand now pitching. Jimmy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Moore hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 0-for-1 in the game. Vosmek hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moore, who is chasing the ball. Vosmek reaches third base with a triple. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0-for-1 in the game. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Vosmek scores. Two outs. It's 7-2, Athletics. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-2 in the game. Simmons hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tote hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-2 in the game. Dykes hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 0-for-1 in the game. Montague hits a pop-up towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Oral Hildebrand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hildebrand strikes out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Hale hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Palmisano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmisano is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Palmisano hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Rommel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rommel is 0 for 2 in the game. Rommel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bruce Knutzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knutzer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Knutzer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair misplays the ball. That's an error on McNair. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 2 in the game. Porter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Knutzer moves to second. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Knutzer moves to third. Porter moves to second. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Knutzer scores. Porter moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 7-3, Athletics. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hodapp takes first base on ball 4. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Sewell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Paul Mizano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Finney is hit by the pitch. Jimmy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Moore takes first base on ball 4. Finney moves to second. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 3 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Finney scores. Moore moves to third. It's 8-3, Athletics. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Moore scores. Simmons moves to second. Two outs. It's 9-3, Athletics. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 3 in the game. Dykes hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 0 for 2 in the game. Montague hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Oral Hildebrand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hildebrand is 0 for 1 in the game. Hildebrand hits a line drive into left field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Hale hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Williams bunts towards third. Hale can't make a play. That's a base hit. Joe Palmisano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmisano is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Palmisano hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Hodapp fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. One out. Eddie Rommel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rommel is 0-for-3 in the game. Rommel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Hale. Palmisano moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague fields it and throws to second for the out. Palmisano scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 10-3, Athletics. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a triple. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. Finney hits a pop-up towards third. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bruce Knutzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knutzer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Knutzer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rommel fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a fly ball into left field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Moore hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Simmons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Moore moves to second. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Tote hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hildebrand fields it and throws to third for the out. Simmons moves to second. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-4 in the game. Dykes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Simmons scores. Tote moves to second. It's 11-3, Athletics. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 4-for-4 in the game, with 4 singles. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tote scores. Dykes moves to third. It's 12-3, Athletics. Joe Palmisano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmisano is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Paul Mazzano hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Dykes scores. Williams moves to second. Two outs. It's 13-3, Athletics. Eddie Rommel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rommel is 0-for-4 in the game. Rommel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Williams scores. It's 14-3, Athletics. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. McNair hits a pop-up towards first. Knotzer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 14, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Vosmick hits a fly ball into left field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes can't make a play. That's a base hit. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hodapp moves to second. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 0-for-3 in the game. Montague hits a pop-up towards short. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bib Falk pinch hits for Oral Hildebrand. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Paul Mazzano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 14, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.